Good morning, everyone. My name is Tina Bernan. I'm Executive Director of Advancement here at Murray State University, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to this very special occasion, an important moment in the life of Murray State University. Today, we gather in spirit of gratitude, anticipation, and optimism. We are so grateful for the remarkable leadership of President Bob Jackson and to our Board of Regents for their steady guidance. Today marks the beginning of a new chapter, one defined by strength, stability, and unity. Our Murray State community is experiencing a smooth and positive transition in presidential leadership. This moment reflects the very best of higher education and a shared dedication to our mission. Thank you for being here to honor our past, celebrate our present, and look boldly to the future of the finest place we know. Now it is my honor to invite to the podium the 14th president of Murray State University, Dr. Bob Jackson.
Dr. Bernard, thank you and welcome, everyone. I hope you can hear me okay. I said this yesterday, my allergies are about to get the best of me, both in voice and hearing. So I'll talk as loud as I possibly can. But faculty, staff, students, alumni, friends, everyone here, thank you first for being here. And most importantly, thank you for all that you do for Murray State University. We could not do what we do without your support each and every day in every aspect of this great institution. I want to point out one other individual who drove, he has the longest distance award, Jeff Jackson. Commissioner Jackson of the Missouri Valley Conference has been here twice in a week. And Commissioner, thank you for your friendship. Thank you for being here. We greatly appreciate you. Let's give him a round of applause. That's a major commitment, and it's much appreciated. We have several regents here, the governing body of Murray State University, and I want to make sure we recognize them. We have an excellent board of regents. They do a fantastic job. You're going to hear from our chair, Leon Owens, in just a moment, our vice chair, Dr. Robbie Fitch. And I'm going to ask you guys to stand so everyone can see you as well. Our faculty regent, Dr. Melanie Schimberger. Dr. Matt Price is here. Staff Regent, Dr. David Wilson. Student Regent, Brendan Hawkins. Mr. Tom Waldrop. I think Emily Rourke may be here. Dr. David Mindshine. Mr. G.L. Ovey. And if I left anyone out, I apologize in advance. I don't think I did, but thank you all for what you do for Murray State. And let's give them a round of applause. So Karen is here also. I always want to make sure I point out my better half. And I'm grateful for Karen and her work. And the last year has been extremely busy. It's been extremely busy for her as well. And Dr. Patterson, you're going to realize, and you already know this, of course, from your previous position, it does take a village, but it takes a wonderful spouse to help you to be successful in everything you do. And we're going to talk about that, I'm sure, more in just a moment. But the reason we're here today, and for over 100 years, we've been making presidential transitions at Murray State University, passing the torch, if you will, continuing our work, our mission and purpose, supporting this region, the Commonwealth of Kentucky, and beyond. And to be exact, this is really only the 15th time in 102 years we've made this transition. And today we welcome Dr. Ron Patterson as our incoming president, effective July 1, 2025. His wife, Jenny, children, Olivia and Braylon. And I'd like to ask them if they would to stand. Your family are here today. I know that you'll be recognized later for a warm racer welcome. I first spoke with Dr. Patterson several months ago. And we discuss Murray State University in detail, all the current activities and opportunities and challenges, and importantly, the duty that we have as a university to educate this region, our state, and this really big multi-state region, including the world. And our jobs to advance the economy and our workforce, and it's vitally important, the work that we do, and shall we never forget. And Dr. Patterson has an excellent background, the skills, and necessary experience to be highly successful, to advance this university even further, and to leave a lasting mark on our collective work here. I've said this many times, this is a special place. And as our alma mater states and our centennial history book is titled, this is the finest place we know. There's a great deal going on here today, many new projects and academic initiatives, and I'm very excited for Dr. and Mrs. Patterson. They're the leaders for these important next steps. They'll do an excellent job, and I know we all look forward to helping and playing our necessary roles. At this time, I would like to introduce the most active chairman we've had in 102 years, and my good friend, the chair of our Board of Regents, Mr. Leon Owens. Thank you all.
Good morning, everyone. I ask that you indulge me a few moments because to get to this juncture, there are a lot of people that played a major role in this, and we feel that it's important, incumbent upon us to recognize them. First, President Jackson and Ms. Karen, we want to thank you for establishing the standard of what a Murray State University president and first lady should exemplify. The Murray State Board of Regents was tasked with performing its primary function, which is the selection of a president. As part of the Presidential Search Committee, we added several key individuals to assist us. But I would like to thank the board for its diligence, for its deliberation, for its commitment to ensuring that we selected the best qualified candidate to lead Murray State forward. So thank each and every one of you. We also, as I mentioned, we added three key individuals as part of the selection committee. And these individuals played a very important role in our deliberations. Assistant Vice President for Enrollment Management, Ms. Rosalind White. Graduate student and student athlete, Ms. Caitlin Young. And by the way, Dr. Patterson did know who Ms. Caitlin Young was. We had one candidate who did not, and they're not here. And also nationally recognized psychology professor, Dr. Dan Wine. The ex officio members of the search committee included Director of Human Resources, Ms. Courtney Hickson, Senior Executive Coordinator for the President, Coordinator and Secretary for the Board, and the person that tells all of us what we should do, when we should do it, how we should do it, and she does a great job at it, Ms. Jill Hunt. And General Counsel, Mr. Rob Miller. We'd also like to thank our team from Academic Search. That's the firm that assisted us through this process, Dr. Wanda Bigham, Dr. Margaret Venable, and Ms. Marcy Mikulay. A big thank you to the university president, vice presidents, the dean, student government association, faculty senate, staff congress, alumni association, black faculty and staff association, Murray Mayor Bob Rogers, Callaway County Judge Exec, Kenny Imes, members of the university committee, community and others who attended the candidate town halls, provided valuable feedback for the board's consideration. Executive Director of Marketing Communications, Mr. Sean Tooney. The Manager of Digital Media Services, Mr. Jeremy McKeel. The Rather Hall team for the use of the facility. Assistant AD for Administration and External Engagement, Ms. Madison Kirby, and External Engagement Intern, Ms. Ella Compton, for coordinating the candidate tours. And of course, Dr. Tina Bernard for facilitating the candidate town halls. If I left anyone out, it's not because we didn't appreciate you. Now it is my pleasure to introduce the president-elect and soon-to-be 15th president of Murray State University. Dr. Ron Patterson, a seasoned higher education leader with over 25 years of experience in driving institutional success and fostering a culture of inclusion, equity, and academic excellence. Dr. Patterson's impressive career spans across a range of roles, most recently serving as president of Shadron State College in Shadron, Nebraska, where his leadership has resulted in innovative academic programs, enhanced student success, and a strategic vision focused on workforce readiness and community engagement. Dr. Patterson will bring a wealth of academic and professional experience to his role as president of Murray State University. He holds a Doctor of Education in Higher Education Administration and Leadership from Creighton University, a Master of Arts in Education from Marietta College, and a Bachelor of Science in Human Services from the University of Tennessee Southern. His commitment to continuous professional development is evident through his partnership in programs such as the American Academic Leadership Institute and the Penn State University Academy Leadership Academy, among others. Dr. Patterson's leadership philosophy is based on collaboration, transparent decision-making, and student-focused initiatives. Throughout his career, he has demonstrated a strong commitment to shared governance, engaging both internal and external stakeholders to strengthen the institutions he serves. He has successfully spearheaded numerous strategic enrollment initiatives, secured substantial funding for academic and community projects, and built international partnerships that continue to expand opportunities globally. In addition to his leadership at Shadron State College, Dr. Patterson has held pivotal roles at the University of North Alabama, where he founded the Division of Equity, Inclusion, and Diversity, led significant enrollment growth, and played a key role in the university's strategic direction during the challenging COVID-19 pandemic. His tenure at the University of North Alabama was marked by innovative approaches to student retention, diversity, and community outreach. Dr. Patterson is also deeply engaged in community service and professional leadership, serving on numerous boards and committees, including the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference and the Chamber of Commerce at Shadron. He has provided strategic consultation for organizations such as the Rotary Club of Florence and the YMCA of Florence, focusing on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. His dedication to advancing higher education and supporting his community is further demonstrated by his active involvement in both local and regional service organizations. Dr. Patterson is a published author and researcher with a successful history in securing significant grants, and he has also held several college basketball coaching positions. Please join me in welcoming President-elect and the 15th president of Murray State University, Dr. Ron Patterson.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please be seated. Very humbled and honored. Good morning. It's a pleasure to see you all here and to welcome those of you that is joining us virtually. Thank you, President Jackson and Board Chair Owens, for those generous remarks and outstanding and thoughtful introduction. I am deeply humbled and honored for the opportunity to join Racer Nation and to serve as your 15th president. Murray State is a globally recognized, mission-driven, and student-focused university. Murray State is the cornerstone and a vibrant anchor in this region that provides access, affordability, and a transformational student experience that positively impacts the countless lives here in this region and beyond. My heartfelt gratitude goes to the Board of Regents, As you know, the partnership between the president and a board is critical for the success of an institution. And so I'm grateful for a dedicated board and caring leaders to join at this point in time in the history of Mary State University. Can we give them a round of applause, please? I, too, want to express my sincere gratitude to Ms. Jill Hunt for her many talents and patience in organizing the search process, but also today's event as well. Can we please give her a round of applause? I extend a heartfelt, deep gratitude and appreciation to the Presidential Search Committee, donors, friends of the university, the City of Murray, and all of you here today. In terms of your support, but also your confidence in me to lead this wonderful and historic institution. To Mayor Rogers and Judge Imes, again, thank you for your time, your honest conversation, and the belief in me as well. If you're here, can we give them a round of applause? Let's take a minute and pause and acknowledge the outstanding leadership of President Bob Jackson and First Lady Karen Jackson. And his leadership team, who are many here today, that they've provided over the past 7 years. They helped transform Murray State University into the university that it is today. So can we please give a rounding applause for our president and First Lady? I personally thank you for your leadership, your commitment, your dedication, your unwavering care for Murray State University. President Jackson has led Murray State University to an unprecedented new heights and has set the stage for an exciting new chapter. Indeed, Dr. Jackson has guided the university through tremendous growth and continuous improvement. Momentum builds from the tiniest of actions. So his legacy reflects a strong university with momentum, a clear sense of identity and purpose. Working with the entire university community, I will strive each and every day to continue to build upon racer momentum. President Jackson, your legacy, Karen, your legacy continues on in the lore of Murray State University. I am also committed to leading this institution with character, integrity, open and honest communication, transparency, while continuing the growth and innovation and excellence that is Murray State University. This is a special day in the Patterson household. No pillar stands alone. My wife, Jenny, is here with me this morning. Whom many of you have seen and met already today, but more importantly, she is my rock and dreams big with me on this life journey. And my two wonderful kids, Olivia and Braylon, and Olivia's boyfriend, Garrick. Thank you all for being here. Next to them is my mom, Doris. So whatever good that I have become in this life to date, I owe to my mom. Mom, thank you for raising me to be the husband and father and leader that I am today. Thank you. You may not know this, but one of the great things about today and being elected as your president here at Murray State University is that my hometown is only 2.5 hours away. So I'm able to have my kids, my family, and my friends today here in one place at one time. One person believing in you can change the trajectory of your life. As a first-generation college student, access to higher education has changed the trajectory of my life. I find this promise extraordinarily impactful and powerful. I know full well the power of an education and how it transforms the lives and ignites new possibilities. Today is a day of celebration for Murray State University to honor our history, past, and now to the present, its traditions, while boldly racing into the future with confidence. It is a day of reflection about the great leaders and the traditions that have brought us to this point today. So let's talk about this special place, Murray State University. My affinity began for Murray State University in 2002 when I was an entry-level admissions counselor. I had the personal privilege of participating in a parent night recruitment event on this campus to recruit students from this region. So from afar, I have always long admired Murray State University and its passion and pride that surrounds this comprehensive university. With 4 academic colleges, 2 schools, and a center for adult and rural education. For over three decades, Murray State University has been ranked as the number one best valued schools in the South. That is amazing. A community that has kept the shield of hope, endeavor, and achievement at the heart of this transformational promise made 103 years ago this fall. To expand its vital role in providing affordable access to transformative education, serving as a hub for rural health and wellness, arts and culture, athletics, civic engagement, and as a driving economic development across the region and the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Students have been our mission and our priority since September 17, 1922. The university has emphasized student learning and teaching. So the mission statement is more than just a statement. It's our commitment to enhancing access, excellence, innovation, and impact. Building on this clear vision and rich history, Murray State University is bold and innovative. We will serve as the national model for where innovation, it's not a goal, it's our standard. Murray State University relishes in its rich and historic and timeless institution as a place where students come to develop, enhance their knowledge, to think critically, solve creatively, but more importantly, innovate fiercely to address our nation's pressing challenges for our society and our world. So what does it mean to be an institution where innovation is not a goal, it is the standard? On April 1, 1926, President Carter, first president of Murray State University, he set the innovative standard when he said, "The work of this institution has only begun. I want to see this faculty continue to develop in not only teaching ability, but heart power, the ability to lead and inspire. I want to see the fullest opportunities furnished to our students. I want to see young men and women who will become effective leaders. I want to see all of these things and more." President Carr believed and would be proud of Murray State today for its innovative change agency in the region, throughout the Commonwealth of Kentucky, and the world. An innovative university is a place where students, faculty, staff come together to pursue excellence in teaching and learning while modeling social responsibility and civil discourse, where all perspectives and backgrounds can enhance the educational experience. The notion of being innovative includes an emphasis on developing the holistic student. I am impressed that Murray State students sustain the vitality of over 150 student organizations on campus. Such engagement is an integral tenet of the learning experience. Through co-curricular activities, events, programs, Greek life, and athletics, students learn teamwork, resilience, grit, and develop their leadership skills. Visual and performing arts are also vital to the overall student experience and provide insight into our students' passions and their talents, and more importantly, the world. Family shares a deep devotion, my family, to the arts, and are incredibly excited to join a community in which the arts play a pivotal role in the learning environment. To the athletics department, Director Nico, I didn't get to chat with you earlier, but we will. Thank you for representing Murray State Department of Athletics with class, integrity, and competing at the highest level for regular season championships and conference championships. This is a testament to the athletic leadership staff, the coaches, the student athletes. Your success in and out of the classroom in your respected sport of competition is a testament to who you are as student athletes and why you chose Murray State University. My family and I are avid sports fans for both men's and women's teams, so we look forward to cheering you on our racers at every opportunity that we get. To our students, you are important to the university and to me, the Commonwealth of Kentucky, and our nation. You are capable, resilient, and we are here for you. I commend you for your ability to balance social, personal, and academic rigors of teaching and learning in and out of the classroom through your pursuit of knowledge, innovation, experience in our campus and community. You are in a long line of 80,000 alumni who span the globe, who possess ability, talent, desire, and a dream to be bold and change the world. I see myself in you, and I cannot wait to meet you and work with you. Faculty, There's not a more noble profession. You are passionate about and accomplished in your academic areas of expertise. Our faculty devote their time, their talent to teaching, mentoring, and shaping the next generation of leaders in ways to continue to advance student success. You are known for your collaboration and interdisciplinary partnerships, which I value and commit to support. I have the deepest respect for your role and for the principles of academic freedom and shared governance. Marist State University is committed to a leadership model in which we will serve as your support, champion, and advocate. I cannot wait to meet each of you and work with you as well. To our staff, you enable Murray State University to be our best selves. You support our students at every step of their transformational journey. You take action to create an environment in which we feel safe. You maintain our grounds and facilities beautifully. And you nurture young minds and help them develop strong and healthy individuals while building lifelong connections and opening doors so that our students can graduate and achieve their goals. Your role is critical, and you matter to our overall success. Thank you for all you do, and can't wait to meet you as well. To our alumni, donors, friends, you are our success stories. You are our record of achievement, and you are our role models and dream makers for our students. You are the lifeblood of Murray State University. Your investments of time, talent, and treasures help us to achieve our ambitious goals. We exist because of you. We advance together in our second century of success because of your deep care and your commitment to our students, the university, and its bright future. I am eager to hear your stories, to share your traditions, and explore your passions and dreams for making a lasting impact on the lives of the students and this great university. Murray State University is an ever-growing family of more than 80,000 racers working together for the greater good. Speaking of family, it is a privilege to be here with my wife, Jenny, my daughter, Olivia, and son, Braylon. Jenny was born in Madison, Wisconsin. She has a master's degree in education, a professional background in teaching and coaching. She attended Midway University. We met in East Tennessee at Tusculum University. Her passions include hiking, biking, walking, teaching, reading. She's an avid soccer fan, and spending time with family. Olivia is a sophomore at the University of North Alabama on a soccer scholarship, majoring in business management and with a minor in communications. And my son, Braylon, he'll be an entering freshman at Murray High. Very excited. He is passionate about football, basketball, track and field, and they both are straight-A students. And they strive to learn and do their very best. Let's hope that lasts. We are honored and excited to be joining this community in Murray and Callaway County in this beautiful region that provides a superb quality of life. We all look forward to getting out into communities, surrounding communities across the Commonwealth of Kentucky to build new relationships and to further our appreciation for the rich heritage that is Murray State University. To fulfill what I mentioned during my interview, I will start my presidency with launching a Racer Spirit Listening and Learning Tour. We will meet all of these constituency groups to hear about their stories, their hopes, desires, and dreams for Murray State University and its future. As we look forward, there's still much work to do. My first responsibility as your president will be to learn and embrace this university's core values, rich traditions, right, points of pride, and shared aspirations. Then to work with the entire university community to articulate a collective shared vision of an exciting future grounded in Murray State's rich history and innovative future. My next set of responsibilities will be to launch a strategic plan steering committee to include representation from all quarters of our campus community as we sunset the current plan, usher in the Doctor of Veterinary Medicine program and capital project, finalize the 2+2 program with the University of Louisville Pre-Med College of Medicine partnership, continue to move forward the new Living and Learning Residence Hall, complete the Jackson Hall School of Nursing and Health Professions, also complete the renovation of Mason Hall, which currently is the home of the School of Nursing and Health Profession, to house the dental hygiene and exercise science, and then last, which is not last, complete the renovation of the CFSB Center. We are racers. Let's harness this great strength of this great university, teaching, learning, and innovation. The challenges are great, but the opportunities are even greater. To our world-class students, faculty and staff, our alumni and friends, together, not just you, not just me, together, we will do this. I can't wait to saddle up and get to work with you all. Without question, returning to an area I call home is very exciting to me and my family, and to serve as your 15th president. It is my dream opportunity. Thank you, and go Racers.
Thank you so much, Dr. President. Dr. Patterson. President-elect Patterson will now take press questions. So following a very short press engagement just right over here, Dr. Patterson and his family will make their way around the room to meet you. It is very important to them that they have that opportunity. So please stay as you are able. And thank you all for joining us today.